The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. In case you're just tuning in for the first time, here's the deal. Every weekday, we're telling the stories of women from throughout history and around the world, who you may not know about but definitely should. Each month is themed. And in honor of the new year and the new decade, this month is all about leaders. Today, we're heading back to early 7th century Korea to talk about the first queen of the peninsula and the second recorded female ruler in East Asian history. Meet Queen Seondeok of Silla. Seondeok was born around the year 595 to Queen Maya and King Jinpyong of Silla. Silla was one of three kingdoms that made up what became known as Korea. It was located on the southern and central Korean peninsula. Seondeok's father ruled the kingdom for 58 years. Seondeok had at least one sister, but no brothers, so when it was time for him to pick an heir, her father eventually chose Seondeok. It wasn't unheard of for a woman to control power in Silla as a regent. But in the year 632, Seondeok became the first woman to sit on the top seat of power. She was the kingdom's 27th ruler. When she ascended to the throne, Silla was in a good spot. The kingdom was flourishing. From the beginning of her reign, Queen Seondeok proved to be a caring and concerned leader of her people. In a historical record of the Three Kingdoms of Korea, she was described as generous, benevolent, wise, and smart. After rising to power, she took inventory of what was happening in her kingdom by sending inspectors throughout her dominion to take stock of and care for the vulnerable, including the poor, the elderly, and orphans. In her first year of rule, she also sent a diplomatic mission to Emperor Taizong of the Tang Dynasty of China. Despite her friendly overtures, the emperor refused to recognize the new sovereign of Silla because of her gender. Still, Queen Seondeok pressed on with continual efforts to try to improve the lots of her people. In her second year of rule, a stargazing tower was built. The observatory is actually still standing. It's considered the oldest building of its kind in East Asia. Queen Seondeok also pulled a move that's made politicians popular with their people throughout time. She slashed taxes entirely for peasants and reduced taxes for the middle class. Unsurprisingly, these efforts were very popular among the people of Silla. Queen Seondeok tried again that second year to send tribute to the Chinese emperor. He still wasn't into it and refused to acknowledge her position. Eventually, he gave in, and Queen Seondeok and the Tang dynasty even formed an alliance against the neighboring kingdoms trying to encroach on Silla. Under Queen Seondeok's rule, the arts and sciences prospered. She was a Buddhist and also oversaw the rebuilding of many temples. One particularly notable building project, completed during Seondeok's reign, was the Temple of the Illustrious Dragon. The finished pagoda on the site was 9 stories tall, making it one of the tallest structures in East Asia at the time. The temple also had a very large statue of the Buddha. Despite the fact that Seondiok had managed to ally with the Tang dynasty at one point, the emperor was part of her eventual demise. Around the year 647, a group of Silla's aristocrats led a rebellion against Queen Seondiok because they didn't approve of having a queen on the throne. The group was backed by the Tang dynasty. Queen Seondiok died during the rebellion. She was succeeded by her cousin, another queen, which likely annoyed those who'd fought to try to get a woman off the throne. Queen Seondiok wielded power in a way that lifted up many in her kingdom. Despite facing diplomatic challenges inside and outside of her borders, she's remembered as an excellent leader who spawned many legends to this day. As always, we'll be taking a break for the weekend. Tune in on Monday for the story of another leader. This episode of Encyclopedia Womanica is brought to you by HoneyBook. Being a leader requires vision and attention to detail. All that admin work can make it hard to think about the big picture, especially if you're a creative. That's where HoneyBook comes in. HoneyBook is an online business management tool that organizes your client communications, bookings, contracts, and invoices, all in one place. With HoneyBook, you can automate your busy work. They have easy-to-use templates for emails, proposals, brochures, and invoices. And right now, HoneyBook is offering our listeners 50% off when you visit tryhoneybook.com/encyclopedia. Payment is flexible, and this promotion applies whether you pay monthly or annually. Go to tryhoneybook.com/encyclopedia for 50% off your first year. That's tryhoneybook.com/encyclopedia. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you on Monday.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.